Well, we made it, people. We made it. Super Bowl is just mere days away. Welcome into the Seagate Blitz podcast on what I would probably say is my season finale. Because we've got this game and then we're done with the NFL until the combine, and then I normally kick off a new season. This season really wasn't what I hoped it would be as far as content goes, with catching the diabetes, and it really kind of put me on a limb for a little bit and having some other things go on. I'm going to try to be better in the future with getting out, you know, more content. I really just can't say. I hope to. I'm still going to do it. I'm not doing it on a level I once was. But, you know, we're here. We made it to what I would call the season finale. There's going to be a lot of stuff that kicks off the new season. We've got a lot to talk about with the upcoming combine, pro days. If it gets real bad here, you know, real dry, I'll throw together some content to help keep things fresh. We got two real things to talk about. Two, one's important, one I don't care about. So let's get into it.
Here's what we know.
This is a football podcast, and I know I don't talk about the NBA because I don't care about the NBA. The NBA's a joke to me. I want to put this out there because I want everybody to know my stance on LeBron James breaking the all-time NBA scoring record last night. Everybody on social media is just all abuzz, and the social media, I don't even know what team the dude plays for anymore, okay, because I don't care that much. But the NBA is a joke. The NBA is a watered-down version of what it once was. And to me, this LeBron scoring all those points is it's a slap in Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's face. And I know that Kareem was in the stands and he congratulated him and all this. That's just him playing the part. But when Kareem played, it was a different game. Okay, the greatest basketball player to ever live is not LeBron James. Okay, and that's one of those comparisons to where it's everybody's got their own opinion. Very true. Some people say it's LeBron, some people say it's Kobe, some people say it's Larry Bird, some people say it's Magic Johnson, but in actuality it's Michael Jeffrey Jordan. And it's not even close. Okay, it's Jordan and then the rest of the field. And you want to put LeBron in the top five, you can go ahead and do that. But when you're talking about NBA legends, such as those Piston teams from the 80s and 90s, with Joe Dumars and Isaiah Thomas, Dennis Rodman, to the Lakers, Showtime, to the Bulls, dynasty runs, what they're doing in the NBA today in this day and age pales in comparison to what we got to grow up on when I was growing up and watching basketball. Allen Iverson. Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, Dikembe Mutombo, David Robinson, all those guys, Charles Barkley would stomp the crap out of teams today. It's horrible. I quit watching the NBA when Jordan retired, Allen Iverson retired. I quit watching the NBA because it's no fun. It's not even fun. Those teams today wouldn't stand a chance. They'd get swept. Four games, you're done. Okay, the Golden State Warriors playing the Detroit Pistons of the 80s and 90s. Are you serious? Come on now. There's no way. They've got no chance. No chance. And I know that I'm in the older demographic, and the younger generation doesn't know that type of basketball. And I'm sorry for that. To all the people who think LeBron is the best player to ever walk the face of the earth, I'm sorry that you didn't get to see what basketball really was back when basketball was worth watching. I was a LeBron fan because he was from Ohio. You know, so I was interested. He came out, he was very young, and he was all the rage. I think I even went and watched him play at UD one year, and he was like a junior in high school. The place was sold out to the rafters. And that's great. Good for him. And I know it's an opinionated topic, and I get that, but to me, he's never going to be Jordan. And it's not even close. That's that. Moving right along. This is not a basketball show. I just wanted to voice my opinion because, to me, it's sad. It's sad that the person who won it took it from a guy who fought wars on the court. It is Super Bowl week. I'm going to talk about the Super Bowl here in just a little bit. This isn't going to be a very long show because there's not a whole lot of content that we can talk about right now. But before we get to the Super Bowl and we get to the breakdown of what I think we're going to see in this game, I want to talk a little bit about what we can do with NFL season winding down. In fantasy, there's no offseason. Dynasty leagues, there's no offseason. So you're really just taking a little bit of a break. And I'll take a little bit of a break too. Okay, I've taken a break. I've taken some time off, you know, ever since really the fantasy season ended. I was ready for a break. I was in way too many leagues this year. I've already cut down. I've already dropped like 7, and I'm probably going to drop a couple of more. And it feels like I've lost weight because of it. And I already feel more energetic looking towards next season with what leagues I'm staying in. I'm more looking forward to it already. If you want to know the limits, for the good old Hitman, the limit was 20 leagues. That was too many. And I couldn't do it. I didn't enjoy it. It was more, I didn't know half of what was going on. It was too hard to control. I didn't enjoy, even when I won a league, I'm looking at it like, okay, I won. Who did I have going? And then I go and look for the week. And it's just, to me, that's too much. You could be in 50. I know people that are in 100, which is ridiculous. I know people that play in 10. I know people that play in 1. Okay, but you've got to be able to put whatever you've got into your fantasy teams. So if 1's your limit, no fault there. I'm not gonna, you know, laugh at you for being in 1 league. Maybe you're in 1 league and you win it every 2 or 3 years, or you win it 3 years in a row. Yeah, good for you. If 25 is your thing and you can do 25, but for me, 20 was the limit, and I had to get out. I was in over my head. Now, that's counting best ball. That's counting auction leagues. That's counting my college leagues and everything. It was just too much. And then also trying to run 2 Devy leagues, it was enough. Enough was enough, and I'm already looking forward to 23 because I'm going to be able to breathe a little bit more because I won't have that much to handle. But Devy season is now, okay? Devy season is now, and if you're a Devy enthusiast, okay, you're already looking at the incoming freshmen. You're looking at sophomores that may be worth picking up now. If you're like me, you try not to grab freshmen. I definitely don't grab high school players. And in both of my Devy leagues that I run, you can pick up high school players. I'm not going to take that chance and hold them that long. I'm just not going to. So when somebody wanted to take Arch Manning, you can have him. I'm not going to keep him that long. The same with that, with the kid Lamaleva from Tennessee. I love that kid. I like him better than Arch. I wasn't going to take him just yet. And most of the time, in most Devy leagues, somebody's going to grab him if you have high school availability on your Devy teams. So, that's okay. That's personal preference. But now you're looking at, okay, what sophomores made a hit last year? Okay, and I got 2 names I want to throw out to you. I don't even have these names wrote down. But two big time running back names I'm going to throw at you right now. Quinshon Judkins from Ole Miss, Jay Knott from Cal, are 2 guys that I picked up on both of my college fantasy teams. Oh, wait a second. I know I got them both in 1. I think maybe I got 1 or the other in the other. was able to scoop in at the end of a Devy League and pick up Quinshon Judkins because I don't think he'll be there but maybe one or two more years. I could hold him for that long. I wasn't going to hold him coming out of high school. Those are two names that if you're listening to this and those guys are available either in your college fantasy or your Devy Leagues, when college fantasy opens back up, you need to target those guys. Quinshon Judkins is a star. He basically put Zach Evans on the bench at Ole Miss last year. Devy season's now. It's time to watch film. It's time to see, okay, National Signing Day has gone. Early signing period has gone. These teams have reported. Okay, Mike Norvell at FSU announced today what his spring schedule is going to be, you know, rolling in for the spring game. So it's going to come around, and it's going to turn around on us pretty quick. You know, you might say, well, the NFL is coming to an end, and we're going to have this dead space. Well, yes, but you got to understand, pro days start real soon. Real soon, like ridiculously soon. And then you got the combine. Okay, and then about 4 or 5 weeks after you got the combine, you got the NFL draft, and then guess what? Then you got rookie minicamps. So it goes fast. Then there's a lull in the middle of summer, like we know there is. There's always a lull in June and July. It sucks because June and July are the two hardest months as fantasy and football enthusiasts to get through. Because we kind of have a dead space right there. But then in August, preseason, and we're back around to rocking and rolling again. So when you look at it in the big picture, there's really not a whole lot of time in between. So take some time off. Let your mind rest. Get away from fantasy for a while. Okay, there was a span for about 3 years where I was fantasy 24/7, 360 days a year, and I really got burnt out. Now, that being said, I also had some fantastic runs throughout my fantasy leagues over about a 3 or 4 year span. But I was really sinking so much into it that I was really overdoing it. The rewards were there. I won several leagues, won some decent amount of money, but I was burnt out. I'm like, well, I don't even too much. Take some time off. I probably take a couple weeks, 3-4 weeks, and then I get back in it. But I'm still going to watch some film. I'm still going to watch some film on these guys that I think are available and names that I see and people that catch my eye. I'm going to go watch some film on them, what film I can catch, and I'm going to do it that way. That's for my Devy and for my college fantasy because both of them really equate. Now, college fantasy is a little different because you're going to have some guys that don't, you know, transform into NFL players, but they're fantastic in college. It's a little bit different, but yet it's the same as well. So learn what to look for as far as size, speed, versatility. And those things are all probably going to equate at the college level. And then they might just equate, you know, onto your Devy team. Okay, the one example that comes to my mind right now, and it's sad because we lost Mike Leach, you know, a little while ago. He died suddenly, and that's the head coach for Mississippi State. So it was a tragedy, and you know he'd been a staple in college football for a long, long time, and he ran an air raid system at Ole Miss and Texas Tech and Washington State that, you know, you knew guys were going to put up gigantic numbers. Good college numbers. Okay, I don't know how much they equate to the NFL. I mean, Gardner Minshew at Washington State. Gardner Minshew had, you know, a couple cups of coffee in the NFL. Got to play some this year with the Eagles when Hurts went down. But, you know, Anthony Gordon, you know, was great college quarterback. Didn't really transfer into the NFL. So be weary of that. And I use Washington or Mississippi State as an example because they have a really good quarterback in Will Rogers. He was in the air raid system, and he put up really big numbers. He was my quarterback two on my quarterback league in our college to Canton league. He was my QB2 in a three quarterback system. Okay, pretty much a staple all year until defenses started to figure him out, and he had a couple bits of a sputter coming down the stretch. But he put up huge numbers for me for the majority of the year. I don't know what Mississippi State's going to do now offensively. So I don't know that I can rely on him to be my quarterback two anymore. Luckily, I was able to pick up Curtis Rourke from the Ohio Bobcats. He puts up fantastic numbers in college as well. Okay, he's coming back because he got hurt last year. He's coming back. So if Will Rogers isn't a good play, I can use Curtis Rourke because he's going to put up numbers. He puts up about 300 every game. I say all that to say I don't know if it's going to be a good play college-wise for Will Rogers this year, and I also don't know what it's going to be for his NFL outlook. He's got a lot of talent. I don't know that he's the most accurate quarterback. I'm going to really see a lot more from him this year than we did in years past. And I'm also curious as to what offense they run there at Mississippi State. So when you're playing college fantasy, it's very important to figure out what kind of offense this team's running. Okay? And I tell everybody this, and I don't know anybody who listens, but if you can get a quarterback in an air raid system, okay, and you're in a two or three quarterback league, you should at least have two quarterbacks in a college league because there's so many quarterbacks. You should at least have two. We have three in ours. If you can get a quarterback in an air raid system, they're going to put up mass amounts of numbers for you. Okay? Every year I've been in a college fantasy league, I've taken a team to the championship. I've won three. I've lost two now. But every year, I've taken a team to the championship with using an air raid quarterback. Let's put up mass amounts of numbers. From Anthony Gordon, Bailey Zappe, Will Rogers, those guys put up huge mass amounts of numbers, and they get very little recognition. But when you look at the stat sheet and they've put up 60, because Western Kentucky's playing the Citadel or whatever, that's a good college day. Does it translate to the NFL? Don't know. Bailey Zappe impressed me. To me, I think Bailey Zappe should have a chance at maybe fighting for a starting spot with New England next year. I mean, I think he could be that good. He has a little soft spot in my heart because he took me, you know, so far. But it's Devy season, and it's time to start preparing and looking and checking out these things. The sooner you get a head start, you're going to be a head start. You're going to be ahead of everybody else in your league. Promise you. And I've told this to Kane Harder, who's a loyal listener to the show and a dear friend of mine. I've told him this. You keep your Devy refrigerator stocked. Okay? It will feed you in the NFL. That's my phrase that I coined that. I don't know if anybody else has ever said it, but if you keep your Devy fridge stocked, it will feed you in the NFL. Okay, and the proof is in the pudding. In our Devy league, the Devy Hitmen, I've won four championships in 5 years by doing that simple formula. It's that easy. Keep your Devy fridge stocked, it'll feed you in the NFL. And I've won four out of 5 years in that league. So there's got to be something to it, and that's all that I do. That's all that I do. And I watch college football like I'm getting paid to do it, and I'm not. I watch college football, and I see who's hitting. What's these guys hitting? We have moves in our Devy League. You're allowed so many moves before you're out of moves. You can drop guys, pick guys up. See guys are hot. You see guys that think, this guy's going to hit in the NFL. He's a quiet hit in the NFL. Give him some time. Or you pick up a guy, and you think he's all that, like Quinn Ewers or Arch Manning, and they're like, eh, I don't know anymore. You know, I'm not sure. The jury's still out on Quinn Ewers, Arch Manning. Who's going to be the quarterback there? That's going to be interesting to see, because one of those guys is going to eat the other one, and then the other one's probably moving on. So we're allowed moves. Like if guys aren't hitting, you get through the middle of the season, you're like, yeah, this guy is not doing anything. He's going to be a wash because he can't do anything except two catches for 21 yards against the Citadel. And I'm picking on the Citadel because that team just comes to my mind. If you're judging quarterbacks, it's hard to judge a college quarterback. Very hard. That's why I'm not big on Max Duggan this year. I'm not big on Max Duggan because I judge college quarterbacks on how they play in big games. I've said that before on this podcast. I judge college quarterbacks how they play in big games. Okay, he didn't play spectacular against Georgia, the best team in the country A lot of NFL guys on that team for the past couple of years. So he's playing against quality NFL talent. So what he does there in the big games, that's how I judge it, and it's that simple. People ask me, I've had several people ask me, well, how do you judge college quarterbacks? That's it right there. Okay, I don't want to see Max Duggan versus a lower-ranked opponent or a lower opponent, such as Georgia Southern or Southern Alabama or whatever. I want to see Max Duggan because I know he's going to put up numbers. He's going to run all over the place, put up numbers, and they're going to look like, you know, championship contenders. Yep. They did just fine until they ran into, you know, the equivalent to an NFL squad in college. And they got embarrassed on the national spotlight in primetime in the national championship. So I have reservations about Duggan going forward. Everybody's high on him. They got him in top five. I talked to one guy. I'm going to have him on the show at some point. We're supposed to be on each other's show. His name's Miguel Romero, Shadow Cat, at the PPR show. He lives out west. I'm interested to see his top five quarterbacks because I'm not sure I like five quarterbacks this year. I'm not sure I like it past one or two. I mean, Bryce Young's probably the play, right? And then I don't know about C.J. Stroud. I think he needed more time. I'm not sure. But this is why it's fun, because this is when you build. This is when you start to prep for what you're going to put forward on paper in your fantasy leagues, college fantasy, and what you're going to stock in your refrigerator in your Devy leagues. Now's the time. Don't wait till August. Don't wait till July. It's too late. Okay? Because if you're that late to the party, then you're behind. And you're going to be like, oh, crap, I didn't think about that guy. Oh, crap, I didn't think about that guy. Now is your time to think about that guy. Get lists. Pro Football Focus. On Twitter, pumps out lists all the time. There's people on Twitter. Twitter is a free mass communication of fantasy football. People's opinion. I tell you all the time, take my opinion, take old dude's opinion, take old dude's opinion, form your own opinion. Those are out there for the masses on Twitter. People just dropping top 10, top 12 running backs, top 12 quarterbacks in college this year. I'm a huge Jordan Travis fan. Love him in college fantasy going forward this year. Probably going to be one of my main starters in my three quarterback league, Jordan Travis from Florida State. Don't know how it's going to translate into the NFL. Okay? But if he catches fire and wins a Heisman like they're, you know, quietly talking about, he's going to rise up draft boards. He stays healthy for back-to-back years and puts up numbers that Jameis Winston and Charlie Ward and Chris Winkie haven't done. You can't overlook him in the NFL. That's why I picked him up as a last-minute pickup in my Devy League. I'm like, I'm going to take a shot. Why not? I've got championship capital in my bank. I've won 4 out of 5 years. If he busts, he busts. But I'm going to take a chance on him. So I picked him up. He was my last move of the year, and I thought I'd rather have him than not have him. Brian Wickham on this show many a times has said, I'd rather have somebody and want them and they suck than somebody else have them and they do good. That's where I'm at with Jordan Travis. He could be very special. If he stays healthy and puts on a little bit more weight in the NFL, he's got decent arm strength, really good accuracy. He makes fantastic decisions. Those are three of the things you really want right now as an NFL quarterback. A little bit of mobility, stay healthy, get smart, get down, keep from getting the big hit, find the open man. He hits different receivers all game, and he's going to have wide receivers out the yin-yang this year to throw to. I don't know how it's going to translate to the NFL, but I want that dude on my college team. Now's the time. You're gathering your information now. And with that, we're going to translate to the Super Bowl. It's the Super Bowl. It's the Eagles. It's the Chiefs. And I got to tell you, to be honest, I really don't care. Back and forth about watching this game, when the Cowboys and the Bengals, you know, both got beat, I was a little bummed out. I really think that what we saw from the Bengals against Kansas City is what we're going to see for some years going forward. We are going to see two heavyweight teams with two future and present stars in the NFL right now battling it back and forth every single year. And it's going to become one of the better rivalries we're going to see going forward. If the Bengals can find a way to keep Joe Burrow upright and healthy and keep from having a 5-year career and he's out because of injuries, he has to retire, the Bengals are going to continue to be fantastic. They got firepower on the wide receiver position, the running back. They could do for an upgrade. Not a fan of Mixon. And I hear he did something else. He's looking at some charges for battery again. Not a surprise. The dude's a punk. So, upgrade the wide receiver position and the offensive line. The Bengals are going to be good. I think they could have won that game last week. I think that the Chiefs could have won that game. That game was so evenly matched, it was boring. And the Bengals, you know, came out and impressed me. I thought that they would have a little bit more success passing the ball, but the Chiefs come out and they said, what hasn't worked for 3 years, we're going to not do anymore. So we're not going to let Joe Burrow beat us. We're going to come after him. And they came after Burrow the whole entire game because the offensive line is sketchy. And it worked. It worked. He didn't have time to breathe. And that's how they won. That's how they won. I wasn't impressed with Mahomes. I thought he played okay. I thought the Bengals defense played good. Kind of slowed him down. That's what we want to see. That was a fantastic game. Way better than the NFC Championship, which I'm not even going to talk about. Because I thought for a brief moment that the Giants could at least... That they could keep it close. No. Let's keep saying the Giants. I don't know why. San Fran. I thought that that game was going to be... I thought San Fran could win. I really did. I thought that San Fran would win that game and they'd be representing the NFC. But the Eagles showed me something. The Eagles showed why they are the better team. And, you know, you got to hand it to San Francisco as much as I hate to, because that was a rookie quarterback, dead last pick in the NFL draft. And he played just fine throughout his time as a starter when they lost both quarterbacks. You know, to me, going into next season, he's got to be your quarterback one. I don't care about Trey Lance, and Jimmy Garoppolo is probably going to be gone. So he's got to be your quarterback one going into camp. Now, if he loses the job, so be it. But, I mean, what have we seen from him as opposed to what we've seen from Trey Lance? You got to go with what you know. And to me, that's Brock Purdy. Crazy as it may be. Mr. Irrelevant was just a few moments away from a Super Bowl as a rookie. Last pick in the draft. So we got the Chiefs, we got the Eagles, and I think we're going to see a little bit more of a low-scoring game. If you're betting and you're taking some points, take the under. I just don't know what it is. I'm not sure what they're calling for right now on the over-under. I'm still taking the under because of the Eagles' defense and also because I think that the Chiefs' defense is better than we had thought. And they're going to find ways to get to Jalen Hurts. Now, he's way more mobile than Joe Burrow. I'm aware of that. Okay, and he's got really good weapons to throw to as well. A little bit better running backs. I like that 1-2 punch that I saw from Sanders. And Gainwell out of the backfield. I thought that was really good. In fact, I thought there were times where Gainwell was actually outplaying Sanders. So I think offensively the Eagles have more of a challenge. They got two fantastic wide receivers. Okay, I think they're better than what KC has at wide receiver. But KC has Travis Kelce, and that's a difference maker. That guy's a game wrecker, game changer, scoreboard changer, and he's gonna give them fits. KC has the edge at tight end, and I think that's what's gonna make him a little bit more dangerous against the Eagles. Now, I think the Eagles are gonna play hard and they're gonna blitz, and I can really see the Eagles winning this game. I really can. That hurts me deep down in my soul, like it burns like acid. But I can see them winning this game. I mean, I guess if I'd have to pick, I'm taking Philly. Just from what we've seen, the product on the field, okay, they're healthier. I think they're more explosive offensively. They got more weapons, more firepower. And I can see them winning this game. So I guess if I'm picking, I'm taking the Eagles. So, you know, don't bet. Don't take my prediction, you know, to FanDuel and take the Eagles money line. But, you know, if you like it, I don't hate it for you. I'm not sure what the spread is. I haven't looked it up. Let me check. Right now, the over-under is 50.5. And the Eagles are getting 1.5. KC plus 104. Philly minus 122 on the money line. This is per FanDuel as we speak. Over-under is 50.5. I'm taking the under in this game. I've taken the over in so many, and I got smoked. I'm taking the under in this one. And, I mean, if you want to give me those 1.5 points for the Eagles to win by 2, I'd take the Eagles I'd take the Eagles, lay the points, and let it ride. That's per FanDuel as we speak. So, 50.5, that's 25-ish a team. I don't know. I just don't know that we're getting that. I don't know that we're getting that from both sides. Especially if the Eagles can run the ball and use a little clock, score is going to be a little lower. I'm taking the under, and I'll lay that 1.5 points for the Eagles. I don't know. We'll see. I suppose I'm going to watch the game just because it's the last game of the year. I may make some queso or something on the smoker just to snack on while it's on. Nothing crazy. I really don't care who wins, but it is the last game of the year. Let's be realistic, and I'm probably going to watch it because there's nothing else on. So, you know, it is the Super Bowl, and, you know, we'll see what Rihanna does at the halftime show. You know, and there's always fun commercials, or at least there normally is. So we'll see. I'll be back in a few weeks. We'll kick off a new season here at the Seagat Blitz podcast, and we'll see what's up at that point, and we'll go from there. That's going to wrap me up for this season of the Seagat Blitz podcast. I sure do thank you for all the dedicated listeners who have listened to me from day one till now. I do appreciate it. I'm going to try to get better content out going forward. Like I said, I can't promise anything. It depends on where I'm at, health-wise, and this and that. Some days I just don't feel great when I get home. So, you know, it's not a boo-hoo. It's not a old woe is me. It's just the facts. Have a great year. If you're an Eagles fan or you're a Chiefs fan, you know, enjoy this weekend because I'm sure you guys are pumped for your teams making it this far. My name is Chris Droswell. You can find me on Twitter at SeagatBlitz. You can find the show anywhere you listen to podcasts, anywhere from Google to iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker, iHeartRadio. I got to go. Have a great week. See you next time on The Blitz.